O fount of good, pour all your love, our true thanks should be paid. What can we render, Lord, to you, when you own all that's made? But you have needy brothers here, partakers of your grace, whose names you will yourself confess before the Father's face. In their sad accents of distress, your pleading voice is heard. You may in them be clothed and fed, and visited and cheered. Then help us, Lord, your yoke to wear, and joyful do your will. Each other's burdens gladly share, the law of love fulfill. Your face with reverence and with love, we in your poor would view. And while we minister to them, would do it as to you.
We stand.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. O come, let us worship Him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in His hand. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Oh, come, let us worship Him.
You may be seated. The office hymn is hymn 432. The living Christ, I know not how to ask or what to say. I only know my need as deep as life, and only You can teach me how to pray. Come, pray in me the prayer I need this day. Help me to see Your purpose and Your will. Where I have failed, what I have done amiss, held in forgiving love, let me be still. Come with the strength I lack, bring vision clear of human need. Oh, give me eyes to see fulfillment of my life in love outpoured. My life in You, O Christ, Your love in me. Amen.
The psalmody is in your white bulletin. Psalm 67. Merciful to us and bless us, and cause His face to shine upon us.
Let Your name be glorified, Your salvation among all nations.
Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You.
Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For You shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth.
Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
For You shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth.
Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You.
God shall bless us.
and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Psalm 104. God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind,
who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flame of fire.
O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. You who laid the foundations of the earth, so that it should not be moved forever.
You covered it with the Levites with a garment.
At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder they hastened away.
They went up over the mountains. They went down into the valleys, to the places which you founded for them.
You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. He sends the springs into the valleys. They flow among the hills. By them the birds of the heavens have their home. They sing among the branches.
He waters the hills from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works.
He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth.
And why man makes glad the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart.
The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon, which he planted.
When the birds make their nests, the stork has her home in the fir trees.
The high hills are for the wild goats, the cliffs are a refuge for the rock badgers. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all.
He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows it's going down.
The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God.
When the sun rises, they gather together and lie down in their tents.
Man goes out to his work and to his labor until the evening.
O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all.
O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions.
Is great and mighty, in which are innumerable teachings, the main things both small and great.
There the ships sail about. There is that Leviathan which you have made to play there.
He is always for you, that you may give them their food in due season.
What you give them they gather in. You open your hand, they are filled with good.
You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and grieve them to their dust.
You send forth your spirit, they are created. And you renew the face of the earth. O Lord, glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works.
He looks on the earth and it trembles. He touches the hills and they snow.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May sinners be consumed from the earth and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul, praise the Lord. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all.
Psalm 47.
God has gone up with a shout and sits on his holy throne. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph.
For the Lord is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth.
He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet.
He will choose our inheritance for us. He has chosen the one he loves.
God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet.
Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises.
For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham.
For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is exalted.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. God has gone up with a shout and sits on his holy throne.
The reading for Rogation Tuesday is from the fourth chapter of 1 Peter. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers, and above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part, he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, and an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the household of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? This is the word of the Lord. Easter responsory is on page 213. Sing to the Lord, bless his name, proclaim his salvation from day to day. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia. Now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
Our sermon text is from Luke 17, verse 5. Lord, increase our faith. This is our text.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Yesterday we talked about praying aright. James says the reason that your prayers are not answered is you are not praying aright. Praying aright means that, well, we never doubt the prayer, that it is acceptable to God and that it is heard by Him. We lay before Him our need, and we do not prescribe to Him the measure, the manner, or the place in which He is to do it. We know that God will fulfill that prayer, or God may seek to give us something even better, something other than we think, and, well, we leave that up to Him. And thus we see that prayer is none other than faith-filled prayer. That is, it is a doing and a keeping of the first commandment. The first commandment, commanding us to believe or to trust. And thus we see faith, trust, confidence, hope, love towards God is what is put into practice with the exercise of our prayers. But what if you say, what if I cannot believe that my prayer is heard and accepted? I reply that faith, prayer, and all other good works are commanded so that you should know what you can do and what you cannot do. And when you find that you cannot believe and, well, do what is taught us, what is commanded, then we are to humble ourselves before God. We are to deplore the fact. And in that way, we begin with a weak spark of faith, and we strengthen it more and more every day by exercising in it all your living and your doing. You see, there is not a man living who does not have a full share in both the breaking of this first and greatest commandment, that is the command to believe. Even the holy apostles in the gospel, Peter in particular, were quite weak in faith. And so they asked the Lord, Lord, increase our faith. And we find that very frequently in the scriptures, he rebukes them for their little faith that they have. And so therefore, you should not despair. Don't let up for a moment, either in prayer or in other works. If you find that you do not believe as firmly as you ought and as you want to, well, continue. In fact, you should thank God with all your heart that He thus has revealed to you your weakness, and through which weakness He teaches and admonishes you what your real need is, that is to exercise and strengthen yourself in faith every day. For how many do you see who go about praying and singing and reading and working, and those who have, well, the appearance that they are great saints, and yet they never reach the point of knowing where they actually stand with regard to that chief work, which is faith. In this state, they blind themselves, and then they lead others astray as well. They think that all is well, but there is darkness, and they build without any faith at all upon the sand of their own works, and not upon God's grace and promise, which will come with a firm and pure faith. And therefore, as long as we live, we have our hands full, knowing that we remain pupils of the first commandment, and we do not have the faith that we should, and therefore all our works and sufferings are to lead us to learn what God wishes to give us. No one knows what a great thing it is to have faith and trust in God, except the one who begins to trust and tries to pray. And so, if there were no other works commanded, would not prayer alone be enough to exercise us a whole life of faith? In fact, Luther says, there is no Christian man who does not have time to pray without ceasing. What he means is spiritual praying. That is, no one is so heavily burdened by his work that he cannot, if he wills, speak with God in his heart even while he is working, lay his need before him, that of other men, ask for help, make petitions,
and in all this way exercise and strengthen faith. When the Lord says to us that we should pray without ceasing, and in other places where he forbids much speaking and long prayers, he is rebuking the hypocrites. It's not because long prayer is an evil thing, but because it is not the right prayer for which must be made at all times. That is the inner prayer of faith. There are times in which we must practice outward prayer. That would be at the divine service or as we gather this morning. But it is there to further the inner life of prayer and faith, one which can be exercised whether in the house or in the field or at whatever task we are at. So, those who desire to know and to pray, let them undertake this exercise of their faith. They will find that it is true, like the Holy Fathers have said, that there is no work like prayer. It is difficult. Mumbling with the mouth is easy, or at least considered easy. But to follow the words in deep devotion and sincerity of heart, to learn from them and to pray for the desires of our heart in true faith, so that one earnestly desires the words that they say and does not doubt that they will be heard, well, that is a great deed in God's sight, but it is one he will work in us through his word. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. The Te Deum is the canticle. It's page 214. We praise you, O God. We acknowledge you to be the Lord. All the earth now worships you, the Father everlasting. To you all angels cry aloud, the heavens and all the powers therein. To you, cherubim and seraphim, continually do cry, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of the majesty of your glory. The glorious company of the apostles praise you. The goodly fellowship of the prophets praise you. The noble army of martyrs praise you. The Holy Church throughout all the world does acknowledge you. The Father of an infinite majesty, your adorable, true, and only Son, also the Holy Spirit, the Counselor. You are the King of glory, O Christ. You are the everlasting Son of the Father. When you took upon yourself to deliver man, you humbled yourself to be born of a virgin. When you had overcome the sharpness of death,
You open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You sit at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father. We believe that you will come to be our judge. We therefore pray you to help your servants, whom you have redeemed with your precious blood. Make them to be numbered with your saints in glory everlasting.
Responsive prayer number one, page 270. Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy and hear us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I cry to you for help, O Lord.
In the morning my prayer comes before you.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And grant me, O Holy Spirit, to sustain me.
My mouth is filled with your praise,
declaring your splendor all day long.
Every day I will praise you
and extol your name forever and ever.
You answer us with awesome deeds of righteousness.
O God, our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas.
Praise the Lord, O my soul.
All my inmost being praise his holy name.
He redeems my life from the pit
and crowns me with love and compassion.
Lord, hear my prayer
and let my cry come before you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, from whom all good things do come, grant to us, your humble servants, that by your holy inspiration we may think those things that be right, and by your merciful guiding may perform the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, through his many miracles, your Son Jesus demonstrated his lordship over all creation. Send us, we pray, seasonable weather so that crops may be planted and harvested in due course in those places where drought exists. Send forth rains to water the earth. Protect us from the ravages of flood, fire, and hail so that we may receive an abundant harvest from your hand. With whatever you send, teach us to be thankful for the nourishment you provide for our bodies and to learn for the nourishment that you provide for our souls through your holy word and sacraments, through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Luther's morning prayer is on the back of the bulletin. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord Almighty order our days and our deeds in his peace.